This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In October 2009, 44,000 electrical workers in Mexico were fired from their jobs and forcibly removed from their workplaces. The union representing them is the Mexican Electrical Workers Union, known as SME or SME. It has initiated court action in the United States and Canada, saying that the mass firing contravened international trade laws. I talked to Susanna Miller about the Mexican electrical workers. Ms. Miller is a projects officer with the International Metalworkers Federation, the IMF. I asked her first to describe the current situation.
The current situation is a bit of a deadlock, actually, because in 2011, in March 2011, the SME occupied the Zócalo, the central plaza in Mexico DF, and started a hunger strike. And at a certain point during the summer, I think it was June, July, more of SME workers occupied the Zócalo. Because you have to know that out of the 44,000 that were fired by the decree, the presidential decree, 16,599 refused to be dismissed and have put demands. So they're still actively resisting against the government's decision. They are in liquidation, but they have refused to take any severance package. So actually, a whole bunch of the workers occupied the Zócalo, and the government became very nervous because, if I'm not mistaken, September 16 is like the Independence Day where they have this huge parade, and there you had the Mexican electrical workers occupying the central place in Mexico. So a negotiation was passed with the government at that time. And on 13th of September, after the government had threatened to disoccupy, to make the force the workers to disoccupy, they actually had to pass an agreement with the leadership of SME that if SME voluntarily disoccupied the Zócalo, they would enter in negotiations to find jobs, to give the jobs back to the 16,500 workers who were jobless, who have been jobless for 2 years. So that agreement was passed in September, and they were supposed to come to a resolution at the end of November. Unfortunately, the negotiations are still ongoing. SME has put several proposals. The government has tried to break down these proposals and to offer SME subcontracted jobs and to disband the union, but for SME, the most important is that the union has to continue existing as such. Because, of course, when the government disbanded the public service, they had to hire non-unionized and employees and subcontracted workers, which has led to a dramatic situation, because I think in the last 2 years there's something like 30 workers that have died, because this used to be a highly skilled profession. But since the government to break the union down has been hiring people who have nothing to do with the trade or with the profession, we're now facing huge fatalities in the sector.
What are the electrical workers demanding?
The SME has three demands that they've put forward in these negotiations that are ongoing, which are precisely the reinstatement of the jobs for the 16,500 workers, the liberation of the 12 political prisoners, and they have put, they're fighting through the legislative process to try and reform the law on public service and to create a new public organization to provide electricity to the city of Mexico. And also, they're also fighting appealing by judicial ways
What can unions and their members do to help the Mexican electrical workers?
Well, actually, right now, what would be extremely practical and useful for this mail is to phone in to the Labor Start campaign. Labor Start has put up a campaign, I think, since 2 weeks ago, asking people to send a letter to the Mexican government demanding a solution to the conflict, to reinstall the 16,000 workers and to free the 12 political prisoners. Another thing that we are discussing with what is called the Trinational Solidarity Alliance and the other global union federations is we are preparing another day of action on Mexico, which will be held between 19th of February and the 25th of February. 19th of February, which is the date, 19th of February 2006, was the date where workers were killed, workers belonging to the Mineros Union in Mexico, 65,000 miners were killed in a mine accident. And in commemoration of that terrible accident, which the Mineros called industrial homicide, the international trade union movement, Mexican, Canadian, U.S., and global union federations, are holding days of solidarity with Mexico.